I'm very honored to be here again.
很高兴能够站在各位中间。
And I'm very glad so many of you guys showed up on a football Sunday.
我很高兴，因为今天下午在打这个足球，你们能够来。
It's funny that this time of year, you notice like all these people seem to just come out of the woodwork that have a great passion for football.
真的很有意思，就是看到大家能够从工作中出来，对这个看足球很大的兴趣。
People stand in line for days and spend hundreds of dollars just to go to the game.
人们排队，然后花了好几百块钱，就是要来看那个球赛。
And it's really exciting. I don't even like football, and I think it's exciting.
我个人我并不喜欢足球，但是我看了也是非常兴奋。
So today we're going to be talking about passion.
今天要跟各位分享就是热爱主的信息。
In our culture, we use the word passion in a lot of different ways.
在我们的文化里面，我们用 passion 这个热爱在很多不同的方面。
I looked it up on an online search engine.
我在网络上面搜寻，看它的意思。
And I found everything from a dating service.
它包括就是说交友活动。
To the movie Mel Gibson did, The Passion of the Christ.
包括那个电影《基督的大爱》。
And aside about job satisfaction.
还有就是工作上的满意，都是热爱热忱。
And often in our society, when we talk about passion, we talk about a great passion for art.
在我们的社会里面，我们讲的热爱，我们可以说是对艺术有一种热爱。
Or a passion for football.
或者对这个打足球有一种热忱。
But I'm going to talk about passion a little bit differently today.
今天我要跟各位讲的热爱是有一点不大一样的。
I made an amazing discovery in my own life a couple years ago.
自己发现在我的生命中几年前有一件很有趣的事情。
That actually passion and gifting is very, very closely related.
对神的爱还有恩赐实际上非常的靠近。
It seemed extraordinary to me that what my spiritual gifts were the things I really enjoyed doing.
好像就是说我很喜欢做的事情，实际上那就是神给我的恩赐。
What we are most passionate about in our lives is generally, that's a gift from God.
在我们生命中，我们最喜欢做、最有热爱的就是神给我们的恩赐。
Maybe not passion for the Seahawks, but other things we're very passionate about.
或许不是看这个 Seahawks 的足球，那是其他方面的。
And one of the ways I actually first found this out,
当我最先发现这个事情是
was when the group of people I work with, we took a week-long a mission project to Eastern Washington.
是我跟我们的宣教同工在东边的华盛顿的一个礼拜处在一起。
We worked at a farm called Brochy Orchard.
我们在一个果园里面叫 Brochy Orchard 在一起在那边。
And while we were there, we got to meet the Brochys.
当我们在那边的时候，我们可以跟这个主人 Brochy 一起会面。
And when I heard their story, I was amazed.
我听到他们的故事，我感到很奇妙。
Mr. and Mrs. Brochy come from the same small town that I did.
Brochy 先生跟太太跟我是从同一个小镇出来的。
It's a small town called Walla Walla.
是一个小镇叫做瓦拉瓦拉。
Walla Walla, it's a funny name.
一个印第安的名字，一个很好玩的名字。
They graduated from high school when they were 18.
他们两位 Brochy 先生太太18岁从高中毕业。
Immediately got married.
立刻就结了婚。
And just as immediately had a baby.
那马上就生了孩子。
So they were 19-year-old kids with a baby trying to figure out what they wanted to do with their lives.
所以他们两个都是19岁，然后有一个孩子，他们想要怎么样来过这个生活。
Now Mr. Brochy had a great passion for growing apples.
Brochy 先生呢，他有热爱要来种苹果树。
I think this is funny. I don't have a passion for growing apples, but he really, really had a passion for growing apples.
我觉得这个非常好玩，因为我本人并没有种苹果的热忱，但是Brochy 先生他很有热忱要种苹果。
So he convinced the bank to loan them some money.
所以他就说服了银行借他钱。
And they started their lives as apple farmers.
所以他们就开始了他们种植苹果。
Now, one of the things that they found in Eastern Washington is most of their labor force were migrant farmers.
What farmers?
Migrants. They
moved
around.
Okay. 他们发现在华盛顿东边大部分的农夫这些果农都是移民。
And they saw that the lives of their workers were really hard.
所以他们看到这些工人的生活是非常的穷苦。
Oftentimes, the migrant farmers would live in their cars down by the river.
常常他们是在靠近河边住的。
And they would work very, very long, hard hours.
他们工作很长的时间。
So the Brochis saw this and they wanted to do something different.
所以 Brochi 这位先生看到这个情况，就想说我要为他们做些事情。
So they started with the idea and they said, what would happen if we treat our workers with dignity?
所以他们想说 maybe 或者是我们应该好好的善待我们的员工。
And the first thing they noticed is their workers didn't have housing.
最先他们发现说这些员工都没有房子住。
So they started building houses.
所以他们就为这些员工盖房子。
Now, they were very poor. They were young, poor farmers.
这些农夫呢都是非常穷年轻的农人。
But they started figuring out how to be able to do this.
但是他们想到终于想通要怎么样来做这样的事情。
And God really blessed them.
神也是非常的祝福他们。
The Brochis were one of the first farmers to bring the Fuji apple into the Northwest.
Brochi 这个家族他们的果园就是第一个产生了这个富士苹果的果园。
And we all know how successful that one was.
你们都知道非常的成功。
And they were able to buy more land and build more houses for their workers.
所以他们就可以买更多的农地，可以盖更多的房子给他们的员工。
And so then they started noticing other things that their workers needed.
所以他们慢慢地发现他们的员工还需要别的事情。
A lot of their kids didn't have proper schooling because the farmers moved around so much.
常常因为他们的孩子常常要搬来搬去，所以他们没有一个很好的看护跟教育的地方。
So they started a school specifically geared for the workers' children.
所以他们又开始了一个学校，就专门为了这些员工的孩子。
And they also started, so it started like a little community, a little town.
所以他们就开始了一个小小的社区，在那整个那个镇里面。
Now most apple farmers do their pruning, they hire a whole bunch of people and do their pruning in a short amount of time.
常常是种苹果的时候要开始修剪苹果的时候呢，要很多的人，然后很快的要做完。
The Brochis figured out how to do their pruning over longer periods of time with fewer workers so they could be employed longer.
所以 Brochi 他们就想到一个办法，能够把这个修剪的时间加长一点，所以这些员工可以做久一点。
So the majority of the Brochis workers now work there year round.
所以现在大部分他们的员工都是一年都在那边做。
So the workers are now able to have same lives where they have jobs and housing and a place to live that they don't have to move.
所以他们的员工呢都能够有一样的生活，同样的在那边做事，同样的在那边过活。
And then when we were there last summer, they had actually just realized something else.
去年夏天当我们在那边的时候，他们又发现了其他的事情。
At the apple packing plant they had, it ran 24 hours a day.
在他们那个打包苹果那个地方呢，是每天24小时不停的打包。
And the apple packers that worked at night weren't able to take care of their children very well.
这些员工如果说在晚上来打包苹果，他们没有办法照顾他们的孩子。
And most of the people that work in the packing plant are women.
大部分在这个包装地方的都是妇女们在做。
So the Brochis built a second packing plant.
所以 Brochi 先生就建了一个第二个的包装的工厂。
So all the women could work during the day.
所以这些妇女们可以在白天来工作。
And they can take care of their children at night.
所以他们晚上可以照顾他们的孩子。
Now, business-wise, this looks like a really foolish decision.
从生意的角度来看，这实际上不是好主意。
They spent $5 million building another packing plant.
他们花了500万盖了一个包装的工厂。
And it's still the same amount of apples being packed.
还是包的是同样的数量的苹果。
But the Brochi said this is how God wants it.
但是 Brochi 说这是神要他这么做的。
I think this is a really good example of following your passion.
我想这是一个非常的例子，如何跟随你爱主的心。
The Brochis had a passion for apples.
Brochi 他们对种苹果有热心。
But they also had a passion for treating their workers well.
他们也有爱心对待他们的员工。
So I want to ask you, what is your passion?
所以我要问你们，你的爱心是在哪里？
What do you get excited about?
什么事情就让你最兴奋呢？
God does not want us to be forced into a mold of what we think we should be.
神并没有强迫你进入那个状况，你必须要在那里的状况。
But rather, he wants us to be gifted in how he has gifted us to be.
乃是神要我们呢，把恩典祝福，把恩赐给我们，让我们成为有恩赐的人。
Has anybody ever seen the movie Chariots of Fire?
有没有人看过那个战车火马这个电影？
It's about a man who is an Olympian runner.
关于有一个人，他是奥林匹克运动会的长跑员。
But he's also studying to be a pastor.
他也去学习要做一个牧师。
And there comes a conflict because they want him to run on a Sunday.
有一点冲突的地方就是人家训练的人要他在礼拜天也去跑路。
And he feels this is something he can't do.
他认为这是不能够办得到的。
And so his sister is talking to him about this.
所以
his sister.
哦，他的姐妹就跟他谈到这样的事情。
And she said, God meant you to be a preacher. This is the most important thing.
说神要你做一个牧师，所以最重要是这件事情。
And he said, yes, God did call me to be a preacher.
他说是的，神呼召我做牧师。
But he also said, I feel God's pleasure when I run.
而且我又感觉到当我在跑的时候神喜悦我。
And it ends up that this story during this Olympics is spread throughout the world.
Say it again.
The story of this runner is spread throughout the world.
Okay, 这个长跑员这个故事呢整个世界的人都知道。
And God used this his passion for running to influence many people.
神用他热爱长跑来影响了许多的人。
I think a really good place to talk about this in scripture too is the scripture we read this morning.
这个圣经里面有一个经节讲得很明白，就是我们先起练过的这个经节。
It's a really interesting parable to me though.
这是一个非常有意思的比喻。
Because I have to wonder, what is the wicked servant's motivation?
这是在马太福音第二十五章。那么我必须要很奇怪，这个又饿又懒的仆人，他的动机是什么？
There's two good servants that were given talent and they increased it.
前面讲有两个又良善又忠心的仆人，神加添他们的恩赐。
And then there's one servant who's given one talent and he buries it in the ground.
第三个仆人呢，神只给他1,000两银子，他把它埋到地上去了。
And the overseer says, the king says, what are you doing? And this is what he replies.
主人回来了说，你怎么用我的钱呢？这是他回答说。
He says, I knew that you were a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed.
他说，主啊，我知道你是忍心的人，没有种的地方要收割，没有散的地方要聚敛。
So I was afraid and went out and hid your talent in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you.
所以就当把我的银子放所以我就害怕把你的1,000两银子埋藏在地里。
I think the servant is lying.
我认为这个仆人实际上在撒谎。
I don't think he was really scared.
我认为他真的没有害怕。
How would you feel if you'd given some money to an investment banker?
难道他不知道把钱给这些投资理财专家吗？
An investment banker comes back a year later.
那让那个主人回来一年以后。
And he says, I was scared of you, and so I didn't want to take any risks, so here's the same amount of money you gave me back.
他说我因为怕你，所以我把这些钱买起来，现在通通再还给你。
It'd be pretty ridiculous.
也是非常可笑的事情。
We give money to investment bankers so they do something with it.
我们让理财专家用我们的钱，所以他们可以给我们升级。
It's the same thing with the things that God gives us.
同样的道理，神把恩赐给我们。
We are given things in the expectation that we will use them.
神把这些给我们呢，他希望我们用它。
And when we do use them, we get to join the party.
当我们用的时候，我们就可以能够参加这个 party， 这个派对。
The unfortunate situation, this is not how a lot of us live.
但是很可惜，常常在我们的生活中不是这样子的。
Over 50% of Americans report poor job satisfaction.
超过50%的美国人，他们对他们的工作不满意。
Which basically means they hate what they're doing.
原则上，他们是恨他们所做的事情。
And this is not a new problem.
这不是一个新的问题。
One of my favorite writers, Henry David Thoreau, wrote about this 200 years ago.
我很喜欢的一个作者叫做 Henry David Thoreau, 他写了在100年前写了这样的一本书。
Now Thoreau is a great theologian of his time.
Thoreau 是一个很伟大的一个神学家，在那个时候。
Wasn't exactly a Christian.
他实际上不真正是一个基督徒。
But he wrote a lot about civil disobedience and how to affect the government.
他写了很多关于如何顺服，如何来跟随政府的带领。
And one of the things he wrote was that the mass of men lead lives of quiet desperation.
他有一件事情他讲的就是说，大部分的人都在活在默默的忍受之中。
And I think he would say the same thing about a lot of us now.
他这个实际上我们很多事情都可以用，都可以讲是这样的。
Quiet desperation sets in when we aren't using the gifts that God has given us.
默默的忍受会发生，就是当我们不用神给我们的恩赐的时候。
No matter what it is that you have a passion for, God can use it.
不管你对什么事情有热爱，神都可以借用这个来用你。
Let's say you have a passion for engineering.
譬如说你对工程有爱心，有热爱。
One thing you could do is use your passion to advance your career and never ask God about it.
你可以就是说用你对工程的热爱在你的事业上不断的进步，然后根本也不靠神，不问神。
Or you could say, God, I have a passion for engineering.
或者你可以跟神说，神啊，我对工程有热爱。
How do you want me to use it?
你要我怎么用啊，神？
I use this example because I know somebody who's done this.
我用这个做例子，因为我知道有人曾经这么做。
I have a friend named Daniel Azuma.
我有一个朋友，他名字叫 Daniel Azuma.
Who is a computer engineer.
他是一个电脑工程师。
But he knew he wanted to do more than that.
因为他知道他要做比电脑还要多的事情。
But he also knew that his passion was for computer engineering.
那么他又知道他的热爱的是电脑。
And he prayed about it, and God showed him a way to use it.
所以他祷告，结果神就让他看到他应该怎么做。
And now he works as a computer engineer in Seattle.
他现在在西雅图一个电脑公司做事情。
But he also belongs to a Christian organization that is bringing technology to Honduras.
To Honduras.
Honduras.
Honduras. 那么他现在另外呢，在一个福音机构来为洪都拉斯用他的工程来为他们来服务。
And they're teaching underprivileged people computer skills.
他教那些比较不幸的人一些电脑的技巧。
And this has happened in my own life.
我自己的生命也发生过这样的事情。
I always knew that I had a passion for ministry.
我一直有要做福音事工的热忱。
But I thought that meant I was going to be a medical doctor overseas.
我以为我会成为一个医生的宣教士。
So I studied and prepared to go to medical school.
所以我准备要去读医学。
But I never asked God what he wanted me to do with it.
但是我一直没有问神要我怎么做。
And it became very clear that that's not what God had for me.
后来慢慢才发现神没有要我这么样做。
Instead what he had for me is working at the UW with graduate students.
那么反而他要我在 UW 在华盛顿州立大学为那些研究所的学生来服侍他们。
But where I am now, my passions are used much more strongly than they ever would have been anywhere else.
但是不管怎么样，我就在服侍华盛顿州大这些学生呢，把我整个精力都耗尽了。
I also a couple years ago, my supervisor told me I had a gift of hospitality.
那么若干年前，我的 supervisor， 我的老板跟我说，我有这个接待人的恩赐。
And I said no, that's my roommate.
我说没有，那是我的寝室的室友。
I said my roommate Jamie is a much better cook, much better decorator, much better hostess.
我说我的室友 Jamie 她 更会做菜，更会接待人，更会装修房子，布置房子。
And my supervisor said, no, Barb, you have a gift of hospitality.
但是我的老板说，没有 Barbara, 你才是更会接待人。
And so the last several years, I've been exploring and developing that gift.
所以经过这几年，我就慢慢来发展出这样的
方式。I have to tell you, that's the most fun I have in ministry is when I get to host things.
那么我也告诉你们，我当我接待人的时候，我最高兴。
There's nothing more fun than hosting a party at your house.
没有什么事情能够比能够主持一个派对更有意思的事情呢。
And a little over a year ago, God blessed us with a house.
三年多前，神赐福给我们，让我们得到了一间房子。
And this house has a guest room.
这间房子有一个客房。
And there's nothing more fun than having guests in my house.
什么事情都没有比有客人来住更欢喜的。
For almost 2 months last summer, we had someone in our guest room every night.
那过去两个月，在夏天的时候，两个月每天都有人住在我们客房里面。
And that's how I really realized that was a gift.
那我才发现那是神给我的恩赐。
It's because I enjoy it so much and I have such a passion for having people in my house.
因为我享受接待人，神给我有这个热爱。
So what are your guests? What are your guests?
你的客人在哪里？
Are your guests in hospitality?
Oh, a gift.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. 你的恩赐在哪里？你的恩赐是不是接待人的恩赐啊？
Do you have a passion for children?
你有没有对这个小孩子有热爱啊？
I'm going to embarrass my friend Cynthia here just for a minute. Sorry, Cynthia.
Cynthia, 等一下我要让你觉得难看啊，你不要对不起哈。
I have known Cynthia for a little over a year and realize she's a very gifted woman.
我认识 Cynthia 超过一年，我知道她是一个非常有恩赐的姐妹。
But when I saw her at Pam and Chris's wedding with all the little children,
当我看到她在 Pam 跟 Chris 的婚礼里面，她跟那些小孩子们，
I went, wow, that is her passion.
我知道，我现在说，哇，真不得了，那是她的恩赐，就是带小孩子。
Everybody that saw her went, wow, that is her passion.
每个人都说，对，那是她的，真是她的恩赐。
I think a lot of times too, it doesn't have to be what we do for a living that is our passion.
很多时候，并不是说你做的事情是你所最爱的。
I've known a lot of people that have gifts that aren't related to their employment.
我知道很多人，他们最喜欢做的跟他们的工作毫无关系的。
My husband Jeremy has a passion for statistics, and that's what he does for his job.
那么我的先生 Jeremy 他对这个统计很有热爱，所以他的工作是在统计方面的。
But he also has a passion for kids.
他也有热爱孩子的心。
And we teach Sunday school together.
我们一起教主日学。
Where we use our gifts can be in our family, in our church, and in the world. Where we use our gifts and our passions can be in our family, our church, or in the world.
我们怎么用我们的恩赐是在你家里面，在教会，或者在这个世界上面来用呢？
There really is no limit. There's no limit.
世界上没有关系的。
Everybody.In regards to their passion, falls into a couple different categories.
那每一个人的恩赐呢，大概来讲可以有各种不同的状况。
There are people who don't realize what their passions are.
有人他不知道他的热爱的是什么。
Maybe you're somewhere in life that you're doing what you're doing because you thought that's what you should do next.
那或许在你的生命中，你在做的事情，你认为那是你应该要做的。
Maybe you don't really even like what you do very much.
或者你根本就不喜欢你做的事情。
If this is where you are, I would encourage you to pray to God that He would reveal your passion.
假如这是你的情况，那么我鼓励你向神祷告，让他给你一个看得清楚。
There's so much more to life than doing what you think should come next.
在生命中有许多的事情都可以做的。
There's also people who know their passions but deny them.
有的人他知道他们爱做什么，但是却否决他。
This is like somebody who has a great passion for music, but only plays for themselves.
或许有人他们有热爱音乐的心，但是他们只演奏给自己听。
a passion for music, you should be enjoyed by everybody around you.
有热爱音乐的心，应该是很高兴愿意分享与人分享的。
If this is how you are, you just sort of wish your passions went away. They interfere too much.
如果你是这样子的人，你或者是会希望你的热爱慢慢的淡下去了。
The other thing you can do is misdirect your passion.
那么另外有一种情况就是说你的热爱被误导了。
It's like me when I had a passion for ministry, but wanted to go to med school.
就好像我热爱，我有心要走服事的道路，但是我却去想要去走医学的路。
Actually, not such a bad place to be, because if you're praying, God will stick you on the right path.
实际上这也不是坏事情，因为你祷告的时候，神会带你走上正确的路途。
And you can also live a fully passionate life.
你或者可以有一个完完全全热爱的生活。
You're seeing the kingdom advance and you're loving the process.
看事情看到前面，而且你会很喜欢走在那个上面。
The best example we have of this is Jesus.
最好的例子就是耶稣基督。
The only place in the New Testament where it talks about the word passion in a positive light is referring to the passion of the Christ.
在圣经里面，在新约里面讲到，基督大爱就是讲到耶稣的爱。
And I love that they use the word passion for this.
那么我很喜欢他们用这个 passion 热爱这个字。
It's not Jesus' obligation or Jesus' duty.
这并不是说这是耶稣的责任或者耶稣的义务。
But it's Jesus' passion.
乃是用热爱这个字来形容他。
Jesus' great passion was love of sinners.
那么耶稣最大的热爱就是爱我们这些罪人。
When he was here on earth, all he wanted to do was hang out with sinners.
那他活在世界上，他最喜欢做的就是跟罪人在一起。
And he died on the cross because he knew that was the cost to save sinners.
他死在十字架上，因为他知道他要拯救罪人。
And that's what it's like in our own lives when we're being fully passionate in our lives.
这就是活在我们生活上面，我们的生命里面，当我们完完全全的热爱的时候。
What we're doing and what we believe in is so exciting to us, we'd be willing to die for it.
我们相信我们所做的，我们很兴奋的去做，甚至为他牺牲生命。
Christ is the best example we have for the outlaying of his love and his passion.
耶稣是热爱的一个最好的一个例子。
Don't resign yourself to a life of quiet desperation.
不要让你自己陷入了那个默默忍受的那个地步。
God has so much more for you than that.
神对你有很多的要带领的事情。
Ask him what he wants you to do with your passions.
你可以向神问他要你做什么，要让问他你的爱热爱在哪里。
We are called to be a passionate people.
我们被神呼召成为一个爱的人。
Don't sell yourself short on anything less than that.
不要降而求其次。
Pray, please pray with me.
请我们一起低头祷告。
Father, we ask that you reveal our passions to us.
父神，求你彰显我们的热爱。
Father, we want to use and enjoy the gifts that you've given us.
我们要用，而且要享受你给我们的恩赐。
We do not want to live lives with quiet desperation.
我们不要活在默默的忍受之中。
We want to live the adventure you have for us.
我们要活在那个你所给我们的那个惊奇的生命当中。
Father, please be with us as we're embarking on this adventure.
主，求你让我们在这个路上继续的带领我们往前走。
In your name we pray. Amen.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。